Just weeks from Christmas, the UK has introduced travel restrictions that will make it harder for anyone to get into the country. Health officials say they're buying time after a large jump in Omicron cases over the weekend. Other European countries are enforcing their own mandates to slow surging infections. And frustrations are clear, with thousands protesting across the continent. Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins reports from London.
One of the world's busiest airports was just starting to resemble pre-pandemic times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London Heathrow's Terminal 5.
It was only in October that the UK lifted the majority of their international travel restrictions. Now, with rising COVID infections and a new variant spreading through the country, the Deputy Prime Minister, Dominic Raab, says it needed to bring some measures back.
Incremental steps that can make a difference, even if it's only at the margins. I think we want to make sure we take those steps earlier, precisely to avoid the bigger disruption to travel in the economy.
Now, any traveller that arrives in the UK must have a negative PCR or rapid antigen test within 48 hours of arrival. The UK has also shut its borders to Nigeria. It's been added to the country's travel red list, along with almost a dozen other African nations. Travellers at Heathrow had mixed views on the announcement.
Yeah, that obviously definitely adds some inconvenience to my journey.
I used to do that anyway, just to come back to be safe. So I think it's a good way to go about it if it means we avoid a lockdown.
The latest figures out of the UK show in 24 hours, there's been 86 new infections linked to the new variant, meaning there's now more than 246 active cases. The UK's Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, has rejected criticism from some medical experts who say these measures should have been brought in earlier to stop the spread.
Yeah, since we learned of this new variant, our strategy has been to buy time to assess it, but also to put in place protective measures. Over the recent days, we have learned of a significant number of growing cases linked to travel with Nigeria.
As winter sets in across Europe, many countries are experiencing a fourth wave of infections. Italy is the latest country to introduce mandates that stop the unvaccinated from catching public transport or entering venues like restaurants and cinemas. Residents like Sonila Serra say they'll do anything to avoid last winter's outbreak.
Being vaccinated, I want to go into a restaurant or somewhere else feeling safer. If those who are not vaccinated also come in, then I feel less safe.
Last week, countries like Germany and Belgium introduced similar rules. Both countries have struggled to get their vaccination rate over 80%. Thousands protested against the changes this weekend, with fireworks thrown at police near the European Union headquarters in Brussels. Many European countries have promised to ramp up their third booster jab programs this week, hoping it will slow infections. With less than 3 weeks until Christmas, many are nervous they may spend another holiday in lockdown. This is Isabella Higgins in London reporting for AM.